excavation work is underway at the site of the former mother and baby home in Tuam. It comes more than 11 years after research found that there were no burial records for almost 800 babies and infants who died at the home over a 36-year period. Before we came on air, I spoke to Annette McKay, whose mother, Maggie O'Connor, was sent to Tuam at the age of 17. I began by asking her how her mother came to be in Tuam.
As I say to people, my mum's childhood ended in 1936 when Annie, her mother, died because the children were taken into an industrial school, charged with destitution, and moved to Lennoboy Castle in Galway. And there she stayed until she was 17, and she was raped there by the caretaker, and then moved to a mother and baby home, where she gave birth to Mary Margaret in December 1942.
That's a terrible story, and obviously it got even more terrible because, sadly, Mary Margaret died.
She died in the June of 1943, and the death certificate says died of whooping cough and congestive heart failure.
That must have been a terrible blow for your mother. How was the news conveyed to her?
Well, she wasn't with the baby. She'd been sent to a place called St Anne's in Loughrea, which they said was for the troublesome women, the women who wanted to be with their babies, and that wasn't going to be allowed. And told by a nun, the child of your sin is dead. And Mum used a very specific Irish phrase, I think. She said, they put me on the road the same day.
So she was basically kicked out of where she was living at that time? Yeah.
Yes.
That must have had a terrible effect on your mother. And as I understand it, she didn't talk about those events.
She never recovered. The truth is told, Mum was traumatised and damaged her whole life. You know, I always say she's the most courageous woman I ever met, because she went on to have six more children, and she was a very protective mother, very loving, very fierce about her children. But she never recovered. She said to me once, Annette, I'm lonely for my people. And I used to think, I don't think your people are lonely for you, Mum.
We're now at the stage where excavation work has begun. How hopeful are you that Mary Margaret's remains will be identified?
Well, I started off with the dream that there would be a reunion between my mum, and I could bring Mary Margaret's remains here to be buried with my mum. I know now from being on the advisory board how technically difficult it is, how complicated it is, the age of the baby. I have to say I'm not terribly hopeful. It would be a dream, a miracle, some justice for mum to say they could be reunited. I just have to have hope.
OK. Annette McKay, we certainly all hope that you do find some answers, but thank you very much for talking to us on 6-1. Well, our social affairs and religion correspondent, Alva Keneally, joins us now. Alva, you can really sense there from Annette McKay how traumatic this is for the families and how difficult it's going to be for them to get the answers they deserve.
Yeah, so traumatic, and it's going to be a complex and a very difficult 2 years for them. When it comes to identification through DNA, this legislation requires people to be related to the infants at the Tuam mother and baby home and believe that they're related to them. So someone like Annette, for example, you know, she has been able to give her DNA under a particular cohort or a particular, I suppose, pillar of the legislation, which is for elderly and vulnerable people, that cohort. Now, others have given their DNA under the same pillar as Annette has. But as we go down the line, a couple of more steps need to be taken before further DNA is produced by other people. They have to be, believe they're eligible family members. And say, for example, they can't be cousins, because that was viewed as too wide of the mark in terms of establishing DNA with those who are buried at the site. On the other hand, then samples have to be taken at the site. And there is, I suppose, a bit of concern that the quality of those samples may not be up to scratch. scratch. So that'll all be determined as work gets underway. But there will be a wider public information campaign over the weeks and months, the coming weeks and months, over as to how people can, I suppose, provide their DNA, that wider public. But essentially, I mean, I suppose the concern is really that, you know, there are so many unidentified remains there that could we end up in a situation where there's many that are still unidentified at the end of the process? So it will be painstaking, but ultimately people like Annette and other families, they want answers to those questions they've had for so many years.
OK, indeed. Alva Keneally, thank you so much.